good friend Christian Quested was hunting on Kodiak Island for blacktail. But on Kodiak, there are always great concerns about huge bears. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
You hear these stories, if they're happy and they're full, then they don't have much interest in humans. If they're hungry, then I guess you really never know what they will do. Yep. I mean, my dad grew up in Livingston, Montana, so I mean, he has countless grizzly stories that have been kind of ingrained in the back of my mind. In places like that, you carry a sidearm as well, so you carry a bear-appropriate pistol, if I will, 10mm or 357 or something like that all the time. But I've really never had seen them. They never really had an issue with them, but it definitely makes you feel very human, because those bears are really, really big.
Vulnerable.
Yeah, and the brush, too. The funny thing is daytime's fun, but most of the time we were walking far enough away chasing these blacktail that we didn't get back. I mean, the entire return trip was in the dark. And so, I mean, headlamps and stuff these days are incredible, but you still, especially when it's thick brush and you're wading through this stuff, you're just like wondering what's on the other side or whatnot. But yeah. I guess eventually you just relax and get used to it. I mean, it's definitely not concern enough to interfere with the draw of wanting to go do those things.
Talk about a commitment to hunt. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.